Target has announced, or Target, depending on how you pronounce it, if you're from France, Target is set to become the latest big chain that will offer Apple's iPhone with both the iPhone 4 and the iPhone 3GS arriving at the company's stores in time for Christmas. Wow.
No kidding.
What a marketing shock that is.
Yeah, I'm really surprised they would do that.
Yeah, it's Christmas. November the 7th that'll happen. So we'll talk to Ashley in just a minute from the animal shelter, but Royce comes in, and Royce is usually pretty jubilant. I mean, he's not like wet poodle jubilant, but he's always pretty, and, you know, he looked a little tired this morning, so I said, how are you? And
he said, I'm a little tired this morning.
So tell him why you're regaining your energy now.
Well, I went to the World Series game Sunday night, and I had to come back Sunday night, so.
He drove back to get home at 3:30. I'm going, what?
Well, no, we got home a little bit earlier than that, but I got to bed at 3:30.
So how were your seats?
They weren't quite where the president was sitting.
Well, that's okay.
But I was in the stadium.
But you were describing kind of, if you will, a sports bucket list.
Yeah, well, I don't have a bucket list, but I had actually been to a Super Bowl, Super Bowl XII, and I saw the deciding game of an NBA championship. And I saw the deciding game of a Stanley Cup championship, but I'd never seen a World Series game, so I can check that off now.
I have to say, of that list, I think a Stanley Cup would be.
It is incredible.
Hockey just is not captured on television.
Yeah, I saw unfortunately, Montreal beat Chicago in Chicago, but it's just incredible. Hockey fans are crazy.
It's a sensational sport, and that is. Okay, anyway, so we'll come back to Chamber stuff in just a minute. But anyway, I wanted the boys to be able to be a part of all that.
Make Tom jealous.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's for sure. So anyway, Ashley's here this morning, and dang. I had it a minute ago.
It was on your piece of paper. There you go.
I moved it over to the side.
He found it.
Yeah, trying to get too organized. Okay, so despite the economic downturn, pet owners are increasing the amount of money that they are spending on their animals. According to retail analyst, the growth of pet pampering has helped increase pet food sales 6.7% in the past year. Cats in particular have been benefited. They're cats. Come on. Anyway, excuse me.
Careful now.
I know. You have to be neutral. I understand.
Careful now.
Yes. The report says that the rise in pet humanization has led to a 26% increase in the value of cat treat sales that owners are showing right now for their four-legged friends. Pretty true, huh?
It is pretty true, actually. Yeah. There's been a huge trend probably in the last, 5 to 10 years. A lot of states are changing their pet ownership rules to pet guardian rules, where you're not a pet owner, you're a pet guardian. So there's a lot of changes in just that kind of terminology that really indicate a shift in how people feel about their pets.
Well, and quite honestly, you market to that. You use the word family.
We do.
When you're talking about that.
You adopt a pet into your family, and it's a lifetime commitment to the pet. And so we do. I mean, we want to adopt pets into family so that they're a family member. We talk about, when people move, if you have kids, you don't sign a lease on an apartment that doesn't allow children. We want people to think about their pets the same way. I mean, that's part of what we do as far as finding pets home. I mean, we want people to make that commitment so that it's not easy just to discard that pet. If everybody did that across the world, then people like me wouldn't have a job.
But a very serious problem. I would have a different job, exactly.
But it's a pretty serious issue, but it has shown a real shift in the way people think about their pets. Not 100% across the board, but in a large segment of the population. You know, people wouldn't dream of their pet sleeping outdoors when it's raining. You know, they were in the house, and a lot of them are in the bed. And, pets have become increasingly more part of that family, and really, it shows, if you go in any of the big pet stores and the items that are for sale and the things that people are buying for their pets and that sort of thing. So.
Well, and it appears at least in this market size, we're able to have some locally owned pet stores and then two chains here. So that tells me that people are spending money.
Yeah. And when you consider, this community is not a huge community, and yet we do have, two of the big chain pet stores that you see across the country in big cities, and we have them right here, and I'm in them on a regular basis, and they stay really busy.
Yeah, they do, absolutely. So what's going on at the shelter?
We are busy, busy this time of year. Fall for us is just a really busy time, and we do our Fall in Love adoption event. We're in the second week of that. Those pets that are spayed and neutered as part of one of our program partnerships with the vet school allow us to do half-price adoptions, and so that goes on for the next couple of weeks. So if you're looking at adding a new pet to your family, now might be the time to do it because the pets are half-price that have been spayed or neutered as part of that program. So that's our Fall in Love adoption event. Of course, we'll be at PetSmart this weekend from 12 to 5. That's a regular event for us. Mark your calendars for the following weekend, which is November 13th on Saturday. We're going to be at Allen Honda again for a mobile adoption. We're excited about that. So we'll have some pets that have been in foster homes out there available for adoption on the 13th. Also on the 13th, if your pet needs a rabies vaccination, we'll be doing a clinic at Neal Elementary in Bryan. And so we're doing that in conjunction with the sheltering vet students over at the school as well. So another level of partnership with them. We're excited to be able to offer that to the community. You'll be able to get your rabies vaccination, your county license, and also your pet microchipped. All of those services will be available.
Excellent.
And that's November 13th. Our website is brazosanimalshelter.org. Pictures of adoptable pets plus all the details of our upcoming events are on our calendar. And so if you're one of those people that like to plan your calendar out real far in advance, you can go there and see all of our upcoming events.
Oh, good. There you go. That's good. Nothing wrong with that.
I will talk about, getting through the vaccination clinic on the 13th. Okay. And that's some of our upcoming events, and we hope to have a good turnout.
Sounds good. Thanks a bunch.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Visit with folks from the Animal Shelter on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And Roy Sinkman's here as well from the Chamber, as you well know. All right. So you got a busy week coming up.
We do. Yeah. And you know what? It just seems like they're all so busy here lately.
Yep. That's true, because the holidays are going to be here soon. But you got your banquet coming up next week.
You know what? And I want to talk about that first. That's next Monday night, the 8th. And ticket sales have been going very good. And so I'd encourage you to get with us pretty quick on that, particularly once we announced that Chuck and Gina Norris would be here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're actually our neighbors. You know, they live down near Navasota. So, and he's going to talk a little bit about his Kickstart program.
Sure.
And then they'll have, they're going to have a surprise or two as far as other people that are going to participate in the program. But I'm very excited about them being here. And ticket prices are $60 for individuals, which, for banquets in the community is a pretty reasonable price.
Sure.
Most of the ones that I get invited to are $100 to $150 a mm-hmm. person. And we've tried to keep that down so small business owners could still be a part of that. And yet we still do try to have a nice meal and all, because it is our annual banquet. Table sales start at $8.80 and are up from that, depending on the number of people you want to be sitting at your table. I think they go up to tabletops of 12. But, again, that's Monday night. It'll begin at 6 o'clock, and our goal is to have you out of there by 9 o'clock. It'll be at the College Station Hilton, and come out and join us as we celebrate our Citizen of the Year and Volunteer of the Year, Ambassador of the Year, hear from Chuck Norris, and then also technically install our new chairman, Tap Bench, and say thank you to Jan. We'll also be acknowledging our new chair-elect, Mr. Downs.
Oh, yeah, sure.
King
I know him.
Radio here. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, and then let's talk about something coming up actually tomorrow, our Youth to Career Fair. Now, I was talking to Jordan yesterday afternoon, and he has room, I think, for 3 more businesses to participate in that. So you need to call him by noon today. The sooner the better, at 260-5200. And if you can get a hold of Jordan or Dean over there, we'll get you in still on that Youth to Career Fair. There's no charge for the booth. We'll feed you lunch and a great opportunity to talk to 8th graders. We typically have somewhere in the range of 2,700 to 3,000 8th graders come through. So it would help to have a couple of more booths. And Sylvan Learning Center has been our sponsor for that since we began that program, 10 or 11 years ago now. The other thing I want to talk a little bit about is going to happen tomorrow night. It's something we're involved with the Bush folks over there, and it's the Mossbacher Institute. for trade, economics, and public policy, we're actually giving our McLean Leadership in Business Award, and it's going to Karen Kotz, the president and CEO of Neiman Marcus Group, and she will actually be speaking. First Lady Anita Perry will be there as well, as well as Mrs. Mosbacher. And you can come to this event at 6 o'clock tomorrow. You just need to give a call to 845-1927, 845-1927, to get reservations for that. It'll be over at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center at 6 tomorrow night. And we're proud to be a part of that with the folks over at the Mosbacher Institute. And then on November the 10th, a week from tomorrow, we have a deluxe ribbon cutting with the Management Connections. Actually, the Gonzalez family over there, great folks. Their offices are over on Taro. Again, that's Wednesday the 10th from 4:30 to 5:30. And then Brazos Valley World Fest is on November the 13th, and we will be presenting an award to an internationally friendly business over at the Wolfpen Amphitheater on Saturday the 13th. And hope everybody will come out. That's a great festival. I had a wonderful time over there last year. Our Junior Leadership Brazos applications are due Friday, November 12th. So if you have a junior in high school, doesn't have to be in one of the, it can be in a private school or it can be homeschool, but they need to get those in by Friday the 12th at 5 p.m. If they need an application, there's still time to get one from the chamber. Either go to our website, www.bcschamber.org, or give us a call at 260-5200. And finally, from the standpoint of events, just save the date, Tuesday, August, November 23rd. This is Tuesday of Thanksgiving week.
Uh-huh.
Will be our annual Ag Breakfast, and we'll talk more about that later when we have more time. Our Inner Circle Spotlight is Walgreens, all of the Walgreens stores here in town. We appreciate them and what they bring to our community and the economic impact they have. This Friday, November the 5th, if you like Mexican food, Los Cucos, over on 920 North Earl Rudder Freeway at 11 a.m. Now, that's 11 a.m. We try to do the restaurants a little earlier
sure.
so we don't mess up their lunches.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, next week, the Deluxe Ribbon Cutting with the Management Connection on the 10th. As always, great to be with you.
Thank you, sir.
It's good to visit with
All
you.
Right. See you soon. That's Royce Hickman, and visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays.